Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's get an update moving on here, because the last time we checked with Victoria, we were doing a texting tutor with her, and she made us, or asked us to help her, like, hit up her mother-in-law and say, hey, man, there's too much, like, tension on Thanksgiving in your house, so we're just going to bypass it this year. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. All right, so let's just recap this for those that didn't hear it or might have been on vacation already. We helped you text the mother-in-law, right?
Yes, you did. So basically, we're used to spending Thanksgiving over at their house every year. Last year was sort of a fiasco. There was a pretty heated fight on his side of the family with my brother-in-law and wife. It was pretty bad, and I just didn't feel comfortable spending Thanksgiving there, and we had agreed that, you know, we should tell her, I should tell her that we didn't want to spend Thanksgiving there, so you guys helped me send the text out and let her know.
We were also pretty sure that once we got off the phone with you, that she was probably going to hit up her son and say, hey, what's going on here? And then this wasn't over. So were we wrong there?
You were not wrong. Okay. She did not like the message that I sent and talked to my husband. And of course, after the phone call, he didn't want to upset her, so he wanted to spend Thanksgiving there, and basically, you know, I would spend it alone or come along with him.
So he put this decision now in your hand, even though he said, hey, you hit up my mother-in-law, which you did. Now he's backing out, and he's like, okay, here's your option. You can either go with me or spend it alone.
Exactly.
Oh, that's no bueno.
No.
That's no bueno.
Because you checked with him. He gave you the go-ahead to send this, to tell his mom this, right?
Yep.
And you should have he should have stood firm by you. You guys were a team in this. And instead, he completely just abandoned you.
Completely, yeah.
Well, this is like, there's a couple of levels here now, right? So
one, that he couldn't man up and talk to his own mama.
That's one. And now he's telling his wife, like, hey, now you can spend Thanksgiving alone. And third, now if you do go to Thanksgiving dinner, you are walking into a hornet's nest because your mother-in-law is already pissed at you. So you're in a no-win any angle you take.
Right.
So what did you do?
Okay, so after my mother-in-law, you know, talked to my husband, and he wasn't able to stand up to her at all, he totally gave in, and just like that short phone call, you know, he said, like, we can't skip Thanksgiving. And of course, I was angry, more like furious. I was furious, and it caused this huge fight. I really thought that he wouldn't let me do that, you know. And at first, I said I'd be staying home, and if he still chose, like, okay, you're gonna choose your parents for Thanksgiving, then, you know, I really am going to spend it alone. I really thought that's what I was going to do. And then a few days went by. I was pretty hurt and shocked. But he never, ever, ever changed his mind. And he saw me go to the grocery store. I just want to add that. Like, he saw me go to the grocery store. I bought all the ingredients. I really planned for, like, a solo Thanksgiving dinner. And at the last minute, I decided to go with him. So, yeah, I gave in and I just didn't want to be alone on Thanksgiving Day, and there wasn't like a big fight or anything like it was last year, but it was pretty miserable being there.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't really spoken about it at all. I'm really hurt that he like just so quickly went against what we agreed upon, and he was willing to leave me alone on the holiday. So I think I was just trying to like call his bluff, but I gave in. So
how did the mother-in-law treat you?
Oh, it was just like the cold shoulder the entire time.
Oh yeah, sure.
Like, it was hard for her to make eye contact with me.
And did she tell anybody else? Like, did she tell his other brother and them that you had done that, or did she actually keep that to herself?
For sure. Only his sister-in-law made like a comment about it. Mm. Just to me, but everyone else like acted like they didn't. It was just so obvious that they knew, and I had a feeling. And then when the sister-in-law said something, I'm like, okay, yeah, they all know.
She strikes me as the kind of person that would have told everybody mm-hmm. what he did.
It's a major offense. You need to put his penis in the penalty box for like 4 weeks.
Seriously. That would still be furious.
You definitely need a weapon.
He ain't seeing nothing until 2024.
Yeah. Next Thanksgiving, matter of fact. You got a year to fix it, bro.
You definitely need to weaponize sex here. I'm sorry you're in that position, Victoria. For what it's worth, your husband totally messed this whole thing up. Totally.
Yeah. I wish I could have, you know, just stayed at home, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, no doubt. He shouldn't have put you in that position in the first place. So don't put this on you. He was totally in the wrong on this.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was a no-win right there.
I would not have gone. I would have rented me. Like, I would have gone to a hotel somewhere and just, like, been in bed all week. Yes.
That's what she should have did.
Hey, The Bird Show.